Well, greetings, good folks, and we're at TAG. We're the last session of the day, and we're what's keeping you from a wonderful evening. So we will be brief, as brief as you can be, defined by tax terms, which probably means we may go a little over. Just kidding. I do just want to say thank you. You know, normally you say welcome, and now in the last session you say thank you. Thank you for being here. And Rob and I are going to go through managing UBIT to infinity and beyond. As the presiding officer of the afternoon, I don't have to introduce myself, you folks know me, but I want to introduce Rob. Rob Frizz is a PwC partner, and he works with, he leads actually the National Tax Service for exempt orgs, which includes higher ed and healthcare practice. It's very broad. He's also an adjunct professor with the Temple University School of Law. And I think that's all very interesting because Rob and I are going to bring a perspective here of what we call inside-outside. So I'm going to look at it as an in-house tax professional for the last 25 years and talk about tax risk management of UBIT. And Rob's going to be able to bring a lot of what he does all day long, bring that deep expertise and technicity that he works with. He also has that high, you know, that bigger picture perspective of various clients and can provide us a lot of the benchmark information that we need to know. So as we go through this, that's the different perspectives that we're going to have. I'm in charge of the slides, so don't hesitate to remind me if I'm not moving them. So that does happen on occasion. So the agenda is just going to be pretty simple and straightforward. I believe that since COVID, we've seen a lot of new type of activities, some of which are generating UBIT. In which case, I think that to the point where it's almost created a new landscape for UBIT. So in which case, what we're going to do is really just review the UBIT rules, and then we're going to talk about, or analyze actually, these emerging UBIT activities. And in doing so, we'll talk about strategies and best practices and tips. And then we'll finish the presentation talking about, you know, how are you going to manage these tax risks? And that would also include determining additional resources. I mean, that's something that is starting to happen more, and I think I've seen it since the Tax Cuts Jobs Act, and then more importantly with certain tax provisions from COVID. Our workload is just getting busy and hectic, and to some extent, there's a point where we have to sit down and say, how do we want to manage our risk going forward with the resources that I have, and that's sort of the theme to some of this as we go. So I think at this point, Rob, I think this is you.
Yeah, Ed, thanks so much, and it's always a pleasure to be presenting with you. And I think you really set the stage very well. It is a really new landscape with respect to colleges and universities. We've heard so much about that earlier today in the prior sessions. But also, it's a new blueprint with respect to looking at managing risks. And Ed, you talked about the COVID-19 and the pandemic, and certainly, you know, things that we're seeing with remote workforce is colleges and universities having additional space, empty space, looking for opportunities to lease that space potentially to third parties or use it in different ways, space that may have been used for educational purposes. Also, we're certainly seeing significant investment with respect to sustainability, green energy, looking at investments in energy-efficient buildings, using the Inflation Reduction Act credits and incentives, all the great credits that were discussed at the session earlier today, putting in new charging stations. And certainly, there's the important aspect with respect to qualification for the credit. But what about if some of those things are, in fact, going to be used by the general public, or maybe some of the energy types of investments in solar and the like are going to generate some excess capacity to which there may be a third-party use? What does that mean for the institution? We certainly continue to see increasing activity with respect to Treasury and the investment groups around borrowing to acquire assets and the like, investment assets, and earning interest on that as well. And what does that mean? What are the implications around that with respect to debt-financed income? And of course, endowments are continuing to invest in alternative investments, separate managed accounts, looking to bolster the rate of return on various investments and generating income from operations. And it was interesting, you know, this morning, Ed, you and Ben talked about the net investment income excise tax. And while, of course, that's separate from unrelated business income, you saw how significantly that's increased, you know, just in the few years. And I think it's fair to say a lot of that has come through, just increases with respect to income coming through with alternative investments. And we've certainly seen that trend also on the UBI side. I'd really be interested, just by a show of hands, whether, you know, you've seen that with your institution, just some increasing UBTI coming through liability in what you've seen.